Now, when I heard about this next thing we're going to be talking about, I almost fell off my chair. I thought initially when Kia told me about it was goat yogurt, I thought, yeah, but I mean, they've got that in some shops. She says, no, Kia, it's not goat yogurt, it's goat yoga. That's right. Is it goats doing yoga with people? Is it people using goats to do yoga? Well, it's certainly taken the world by storm. One of the latest countries to catch on to this trend is also Sweden. So for those of you who haven't heard of goga, as some are calling this exercise form, it involves practicing yoga in the presence of and in tandem with goats. How's this even physically possible? Anyway, I can understand in the presence of. But we are joined by Malin Tyron-Buchan, who is the creator of goat yoga classes in Stockholm. Malin, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to be with you.
It's great to be with you. Now, how did this all come about? Did you just wake up one morning going, hey, man, let's try and do yoga with a goat?
No, it wasn't like that. It was actually, I was recovering from breast cancer in 2015,
yeah.
And I had a good friend of mine, and we were trying to find a way out of it to, you know, get stronger again and coming back to work, and she was a yoga fantast, and I said, no, I don't want to stay in a room breathing together with 20 others. So I had a horse, and then later I, together with a bunch of people, we bought goats because we thought that was a great animal because they do a lot of work. We live on a small island outside Stockholm City.
Oh, wow.
And so they actually, you know, they're helping us with all the bushes and the community here. They're really happy to have the goats. And one day my friend said, you have to join me with yoga. And I said, no, but I love to be with my goats. I feel calm. It's my mindfulness time together with my goats. And she still, you know, said, no, you have to come to yoga. And then to end up her, you know, so I said, okay, come and have yoga with my goats then. And so we started last year. And then I heard, you know, it was a thing in USA. My daughter lived in New York, and there I found a goat farm where they had this. You know, they offered their customers to go yoga with the goats.
Wow.
So I said, can I?
Yeah. I love this. Now, what is it about the goat, though? It could have been a horse, it could have been a cat, it could have been anything else. Why the goat?
Yeah, I know. I heard in Copenhagen they have the yoga with cows, actually. But I think the goat is a smaller animal. It's easier to be around them. They have big horns, but they don't attack you. They, you know, they attack each other if they want to be, you know, have,
sure.
They, you know, try to have, yeah. But, and they are also, they're so funny. You never know what's going to happen. They climb on you and they lay beside you and they, you know, they just love being around humans. So, it's a perfect animal. I met them when I was younger, when you went to pet zoo.
Yes.
You could pet them, you could be around them. So when I meet people now, when we have new members every week coming, and they say, oh, when I was younger, my grandma had a goat. And some of them have really good experience from goats, but some of them also say, oh, it was a really bad one. But most people, they have, you know, lovely memories of the goats.
Okay.
So I think this is an animal coming back.
Because we did say earlier that you could do yoga in the presence or with goats. How do you do yoga with goats?
Yeah, we are sponsored by Yoga Mat, so we go into the paddock, and our manuals, they are out all year round. They don't have a stable where they, you know, they have a shelter where they can go in and out whenever they want. So now when people come to our paddock, we lay down on the mat, and the goats, you know, they walk around, and we have some really lovely paddocks out on this island. So we are out, and the sky is the ceiling, and, you know, if it's bad weather, you have to put on some more clothes, and if it's good weather, you know, you can just be in a t-shirt and shorts.
Wow.
So it's really easy. It's really easy. You don't have to. And I think the pressure on today's people, where everything is supposed to be so perfect all the time, I think when you're together with animals, and in this case, goats, I think it's easier for people to relax you know, faster. And
I agree.
You don't have to think how you look, how you, you know. So you just calm down. And I found out being with my goats, just being in the paddock together with them, makes me happier, calmer, and, you know, all the stress just disappears.
And there has to be something from a cognitive point of view that is so spot on about that. Because think about it. And I just want to relate that to meetings. I mean, what does yoga have to do with meetings? Well, it's how you feel when you're sitting in a meeting and you're sitting in a boardroom and you need to try and be creative in a boardroom with other people who wear suits. It's very difficult to do that. If you go to the outdoors, even if you're in your shower and you have that water running over you, there's something that, that tends to, I don't know whether it stimulates another part of the brain, but it probably does and allows you to think more creatively. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make the direct correlation, but what I'm saying is there's something about the mind and the way it operates when it's outside of the normal, staid, boring, confined spaces. And, I mean, the same should apply to yoga.
I think you're totally right there, because when you're in the room and people expect from you to be creative and they expect you to do you know, do it on the spot, I think it's easier if you just, you know, step out of the box and you know, go for a walk. We also have walks with goats where you can go and talk if you have problems. I work as a teacher.
Yeah.
And if I have students that are troubled or they have problems, you know, sitting still, I can bring them out to my paddock to be around. Before, I brought them to my horse, but, you know, some people are really afraid of horses. They're big and you never can tell what they're doing either. But it's easier with the goats, actually. And I think, and there's so many lovely people gathering around, you know, from different parts of Stockholm, and they have different, you know, what they work and what they do, but all have in common that they want to, you know, calm down, they want to be creative, they want to, you know, just, you know, take a break from their ordinary life, I think. And when you live in a city like Stockholm, we're not that, you know, we're not that many million here, but still it's a city with all what that, you know, with the stress, and you have to go to work every day, children to school, a lot of traffic. I think when you come out in the nature with this lovely animals, you just, it's so lovely. You have to come and try.
No, definitely should. Good idea. Any excuse to get over to Stockholm, I'll tell you that much. So you're listening to Malin Tarenbakken, who's the creator of goat yoga classes in Stockholm. And we're going to be wrapping, find out what's next. But while we're having this discussion, I'd also like you to talk about the type of yoga that you do. I saw someone doing surfboard yoga, by the way, Malin. I take a walk along Bloberg Beach most days. And on one Saturday, we did a bit of a detour. And there were all these people with their funny poses on top of surfboards. And I was going, huh? What exactly is this? They said, this is surf yoga. And I said, wow, that is phenomenal. So there are different types of yoga.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to chat to Malin and you want to, for example, start goat yoga classes in Cape Town. I'll give you an opportunity. The number to dial, 021-446-0567. That's to chat to me live. Also to chat to Malin. But you can also send in the WhatsApp voice notes on 072-567-156 home. And you happy, by the way, Malin, to work with South Africans wanting to launch goat yoga in this particular country? Are you there?
I'm sorry.
I'm here. There we go. You back.
The question again, please.
No, the question is, would you be willing to work with South Africans wanting to do goat yoga in South Africa?
Absolutely. I would be, you know, I would be happy to work with everyone who, you know, who really enjoys to be out, you know, in the nature and together with animals. So, yeah, I would love to. I've never been to South Africa, though. So
you haven't?
So if you... No, I have not. No. My mom, she went there a couple of years ago. She gave herself that as a birthday gift when she turned 70. I hope I'm not going to wait until I'm 70, but I definitely want to come down earlier to you and visit you. And if I got an invitation to come down to you and have goat yoga, because I hope you have goats in South Africa.
We've got goats, don't you worry. We even have goat milk and everything else, and goat cheese. We've got all of all things goat you'll find here.
That's lovely, lovely. Yeah, so, I would love to come down to you and have yoga with all of you people down there. That would be great, yeah.
Are you surprised at how quickly this has taken internationally?
Yeah, both yes and no. I think people now are looking for, you know, new things in life to do. And whenever it pops up, something that's a bit extreme, but still affordable and available, I think people are very open-minded. So, you know, surfing now, as you said, doing yoga poses, like the, we call it the stand-up SUP, I think.
SUP, yes. Stand-up paddleboarding, yeah.
Yeah, SUP. Yeah. That was a big thing a couple of years ago, I think, here in Sweden as well, and going kayaking. But together with animals, I think that's a new thing. But here in Sweden now, a lot of people buy dogs, you know, they get more and more pets. And even horses is a big thing now in Sweden. I think it's good because I think we people, we need the animals.
Absolutely. As long as the horse is facing you when you're doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. My horse is very nice. He's very kind, but I don't think I would be in the paddock together with him doing the yoga. Because you never know. They get scared and they run and they weigh like 500 kilos. So, yeah.
I just think, you know, if you can do this type of yoga for creatives and big business, I'm just trying to think. Okay, so normally you have people after hours and they go in and they do yoga, but imagine you could take goat yoga to corporates, and you can say to I want your C-suite people to join us. We're going to go on a goat yoga session before you do your strategy sessions.
Yeah. We have a lot of companies now contacting us that want to do yoga as a kickoff for, you know, as a after work Friday. And but the thing is, we are not in business yet. We are not supposed to get any money out of this because we're doing this. You know, we have works. All of us is working somewhere else, and to the tax laws, we're not allowed to gain money yet. So we have to change the form of our company if we want to, you know, make this a business.
Well, that is
right now we're just doing this to, you know, to make people happy and ourselves happy, and all the money that we get from the yoga goes back to the goats.
Well, there we go. Lovely chatting to you. That is Malin Tyron Bacon, or Bacon at least, who is the creator of goat yoga classes in Stockholm. And I think the SPCA will be quite satisfied because the goat just sort of hangs out there. You're not getting the goat to do, you know, stand-ups on the front thingies, for example. No, that's not happening. Maybe you want to start something in South Africa. You want to get hold of Malin. We're happy to connect you.